"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to the show. We're on today from 1 until 4 every day. And then after 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand, also on the iHeart app. And we're going to open by talking to an L.A. County Deputy D.A. We've had quite a few on lately, but this one is not running to replace George Gascón. She works for George Gascón as a Deputy D.A. Her name is Tatiana Chahoyan, and she was in the news this week. She did a TV interview blowing the whistle on another absurd Gascón policy. You know all the street takeovers that have been plaguing Los Angeles for a long time now? Well, this might be the reason they keep happening. Gascón had told prosecutors not to pursue any charges for street racing and street takeovers, reckless driving, all that. They're just supposed to go to a driving class. So that became a story on Fox 11 News earlier this week. And now Tatiana is saying that Gascón, I don't know, sent over some kind of a goon squad to shut Tatiana up, to intimidate her. We're going to talk to her now and see what it's about. Tatiana Chahoyan, welcome to the John Cobell Show. How are you?
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me. I'm fine. And just to clarify, since this has been an issue already, I'm not speaking on behalf of the DA's office.
You're speaking as a private individual.
Correct.
Well, you blew the whistle earlier this week and said that Gascón's policy was not to pursue any serious charges against anybody involved in these street racing, street takeover situations. They're just supposed to go to a class. What happened next?
So to clarify again just a little bit, I didn't say it was a policy. We received an email encouraging us to not file charges, and there were only three categories of cases that were mentioned. It was reckless driving, street racing, and street takeovers. And just based on the blatant dangerousness of this kind of conduct, I decided to speak out about it. And after the Fox News interview 2 days ago, or 3 days ago now, yesterday I had, was it yesterday or the day before? Again, all the days are blurring, but I had two police officers come to my home in two separate vehicles and hand deliver a letter to me from Gascón's office.
LAPD officers?
Not LAPD officers. So they were DA investigators who are employed by the DA's office. They are sworn peace officers. They do police work just like regular police officers do. They frequently help us in serving subpoenas to victims and interviewing witnesses, basically detective work.
Did they say anything to you or just hand you the letter?
At first, when they came to my door, I was not at the door. So they left the letter, then they took a picture of the letter, then they came back and got the letter again. It was very shady, to say the least. And I did open the door when I saw their license plates as they were driving away, because it was obvious they were law enforcement vehicles. And of course, I would open the door for law enforcement. So I opened the door and they reapproached me and they said, Tatiana, we have a letter for you. And I said, you know, who are you? Who are you with? And they said, the LA County DA's office.
So you opened the letter and what was the message?
The message was that I violated policy, LADA policy, and made misrepresentations as to what the email encouraging us not to file charges was about, which is obviously not true. In my piece with Fox, I did state that this was an encouragement. They were urging us not to file these charges. But everyone knows that when your boss encourages you to do something, that's the polite way of saying do it.
Right. It's in effect, it's a policy in an unwritten way. Well, and so he was upset that you went public with this encouragement.
Correct.
Was there any other message in the letter or from the two officers?
They advised me to speak to my head deputy to review office policies and just listed some sections of our policy manual that I had allegedly violated.
Well, is the public not supposed to know about a policy that Gascon is encouraging? Over an issue that a lot of people are upset about. I mean, it really is a dangerous practice, these street takeovers and the street racing. And most everyone gets angry when it happens in their neighborhood, and they're not supposed to know that the DA doesn't want these actions prosecuted in any meaningful way.
Right. This is the exact conduct that results in so many innocent people dying, that results in so much tragedy, both for the victims and for the people that are engaging in this kind of conduct. This is not just, you know, minimal things we're talking about that don't have consequences. These actions have consequences almost on a daily basis here in Los Angeles. So that's why I was so appalled when I received the encouraging email. And I mean, the public needs to know that they are going out into a minefield every time they drive their vehicles in L.A. And I thought it was very important for everyone to know that, especially given the prevalence of this conduct right now, that this is what Gascon is suggesting or encouraging we do. And they cited a program that people should attend. And the curious part about it, John, was that this program was implemented in 2021. So if he's really trying to help people and educate people, why weren't we notified about this program in 2021?
Well,
why didn't he send
The program? Just my opinion, sounds absurd. The guys who do street takeovers and street racing, they're not going to care if they have to sit at a desk for 2 hours and get a lecture on safe driving habits. They're not going to care.
Right.
They're going
Right. And when you make no record of this kind of conduct, I mean, how do you know in the future when something happens who you're dealing with?
Oh, so there's no record? The charges are dismissed?
The charges are declined. So the DA's office would decline filing a case and refer it to an office hearing. And so essentially there is no record of it. There is no conviction of it for DMV purposes. There is no conviction for purposes of their criminal record. And there's no case filing.
We're on Instagram Live, by the way, with Tatiana Chahoyan, LA County Deputy DA, who released the news this week that George Gascon had sent a letter. I sent an email to the deputy DAs that if you have a situation where people are engaged in reckless driving and street takeovers and street racing, they're not to be charged. They're to be sent to a class. And then the charges are declined. And after releasing this information, she got a visit from a couple of DA officers. Who had a letter for her telling her she was in violation by releasing the information. Now, that can't be true, though, that that deputy DAs can't tell the public about these directives. I mean, we're paying for this whole operation.
Right. In the letter, he explained that I would have to obtain approval first or mention that I was speaking as a private person. I did mention that I was speaking as a private person. I can't control what the news, you know, which clips the news decides to put out there, obviously. And I don't think there would be any confusion either way about whether I was speaking on George Gascon's behalf or not. Clearly not, if I'm, you know, opposing what he's saying and disagreeing with
him. So he has no intention of doing anything that's going to prevent the street racing from occurring. I mean, if there's no penalty anymore, if they just have to go to a class, nothing's going to stop them. They're going to get emboldened. We're going to get even more of this.
Right. And the timing of it all is just so curious. We have Rebecca Grossman's trial that just finished, and it was, you know, the case was submitted to the jury, and we get this email encouraging us to not file charges in these cases.
Well, and that's right. I mean, we just had the trial. The two boys were killed because supposedly Rebecca Grossman was street racing her boyfriend.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy.
We have so many victims of this exact kind of conduct. I mean, what does this say to Monique Munoz's mom? What does this say to the parents of the Pepperdine students that were killed? What kind of message are we sending to the public about what to expect when you are driving in Los Angeles?
Didn't LAPD have some kind of special task force to try to mitigate these street takeovers, because there were so many of them, especially on 6th Street? Weren't they going out of their way to put together some kind of program to curtail this activity?
Almost every law enforcement agency has established some kind of program to stop this. The CHP has obtained grants in order to stop this kind of conduct. The LA City Council voted 12-1 to establish or determine specific intersections, and they determined 20 specific locations within Los Angeles County that were prone to this kind of conduct, and deployed task forces to these areas to stop this. And regardless of all their efforts, and in spite of all their efforts, it seems, George Gascon sends us an email saying, reminder, we're encouraging you not to file charges on these cases.
Great.
I mean,
we're just going to get a lot more of this.
Have always been an option in our office. They've always been an option for misdemeanor offenses that we feel would be better handled, you know, informally without charges being pursued. But for all these agencies to do so much extra work to try to make our county a safer place for our kids and families and innocent people driving to and from their daily activities, and for him to send an email just as all of this is happening saying, I'm not going to let this happen. You guys can try as hard as you want, and I will make sure it's not effective.
Well, not a day goes by where there's not a new story of insanity coming out of Gascon's office. Tatiana, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, John.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Tatiana Chahoyan, L.A. County Deputy D.A. We'll have more on this coming up. What do we got? 4 days. 4 days until the primary election on March 5th. And you know what to do out there. We'll discuss this.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. And we just finished talking with Tatiana Chahoyan, the L.A. County Deputy D.A., who said that Gascon is using mafia tactics against her. And if you're just joining us, we just finished the interview. She made the news earlier this week talking to Channel 11 and saying that Gascon sent out a memo encouraging the deputy DAs not to follow through on real charges against those idiots who do street takeovers and street racing and reckless driving. And we've all seen this. Some of you had it in the neighborhoods. And while all the law enforcement agencies are putting together special teams to combat this, because it really is dangerous, and people do get hurt and people do die, it draws big crowds and things get out of control, Gascon doesn't want to prosecute them at all. He's told the deputy DAs to decline the charges and just send everybody to a class run by Mothers Against Drug Drivers. and that's it. There would be no record of a case being filed, no conviction for the DMV, no indication that the person was involved in reckless driving or street takeovers or street racing. This is just the first of all, it's unbelievably outrageous for the public safety. There is nothing good about street takeovers. All that can happen is something bad. And it's like this lowest common denominator entertainment for stupid people. And there's always a crowd of stupid people willing to stand there and record it. Until one of the cars flies out of control and then you get flattened. You're straight pizza. And innocent people can get hurt. It ties up roads and intersections. It ties up traffic. It makes a lot of noise. There's nothing good about it. And that's what the police are supposed to do. And that's what the DA is supposed to do, is prosecute. He refuses to prosecute. So these goons are going to do it more often. They're going to get more reckless, right? Because they got to keep upping the ante to make it more entertaining to all the morons in the streets. Ay, ay, ay. And they do this, very late at night. So nobody can sleep. And you don't know if one of these cars is going to come flying through your living room. Gascon is so bad. He is so bad and so irresponsible. This is just one thing after another here. And what does he do? He goes after Tatiana Chahoyan? And what, some kind of goon squad shows up? With a letter? A suggestion? Gee, you wouldn't want to have anything bad happen to you now, would you? The hell is this? It's like something out of The Sopranos. That's not the chief law enforcement officer here. He's a district attorney. And he's scolding a deputy who wants to do her job and wants the public to know that Gascon has yet another directive that makes this place unsafe. That's scary unsafe. He is crazy. Yeah, he probably freaked out because she went to Fox 11 a week before this primary. And he doesn't need any more bad publicity. Well, he's walking around saying, no, we're in a better place than we are 4 years ago. No, 4 years ago, street racers were charged. Oh, my God. There is no bottom of the barrel for him. None whatsoever. Well, look, we've told you what to do. You could end this, and you could end this quickly on Tuesday. We gave you two choices out of the 11 who are running against Gascon, who our favorites are, and that was John Hatami and John McKinney. So we gave you interviews with 8 out of the 11 candidates. Two of them are jokes. Two of the 3 that we did not interview are jokes, and one of them is Jeff Chemerinsky, who's as bad as Gascon. But the other 8 we interviewed, some of them multiple times. And, the debates are online, some of them. So everything's been done to present you with the information, to give you an idea of these guys' character, their resume, their biography, their philosophy, the accomplishments they've had. So there you go. There's John Hatami and John McKinney. Now, there can't be any excuses. You can vote by walking in to your local voting precinct. You can vote by mailing it in still, or you can show up on Tuesday and do it, and we end Gascon's reign. Remember, it's top 2 goes on to November, and which is why we recommended 2 people, even though you could only vote for 1. I'd like to see those 2 guys to be the top 2. They're both excellent, and they both have been outspoken in explaining what goes on behind the scenes. And Gascon has retaliated against many deputy DAs for speaking out, and he's doing it again. Well, anyway, Tatiana Chahoyan at least is looking out for your safety and the safety of your family. And Gascon is trying to shut her up. I mean, that's just disgusting and disgraceful. Nobody sane ought to reward Gascon with a vote on Tuesday. Nobody. Zero. There's no case to make for him. The quicker, the better that the tumor is cut out of the body. All right, more coming up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand. The podcast on the iHeart app. We have our voting guide up on social media. And also on the website, go to KFIAM640.com and you click on the John Cobalt page and you will see it's just about a half a dozen selections. The stuff that matters the most, the stuff I'm most interested in and that I care about and that I know about, too. There's always lots of smaller races, very localized races, races for judge and this and that. But, you know, we can't really help you on that. So just to give you a quick rundown, the ones that we are offering a some voting encouragement on, Proposition 1, this is a Newsom thing. Vote no. It borrows over $6 billion to combat homelessness. Now you know what's going to happen. They'll spend the $6 billion and the homelessness will go up. I don't know how many times you have to be scammed by this. They scammed us 7 years ago in 2017 with two propositions. One was H and one was HHH in LA County. One was for the city. One was for the county. It was all wasted money. It was billions of dollars over the last 7 years. Nothing good came of it. We ended up with skyrocketing homelessness rates. So if you borrow this money, it's going to cost even more with all the interest. And we have $73 billion for this year's deficit. So you take the $73 billion deficit, now you're going to be adding to it. And do you really think? They claim they're going to build mental health treatment facilities. Well, They claim that, I'll tell you, in 2014, remember when they passed Prop 47 and they weren't going to put anybody in jail anymore? They said they were going to take the savings from not housing people in prison and use it to build a rehabilitation and treatment centers. They never did. They lied. And you know what? The budget for the prison system is larger than ever, even though they released half the prisoners. They released half the prisoners. And the budget is much larger than it was in 2014. So they lie. They give the money away to the prison guards union, among other things. Anyway, Prop 1 is a big no. This was doing really well in the polls. It was doing so well, it was almost not worth talking about. But I think people are more and more paying attention now, and they're on to the scam. And now Newsom is actually touring the state campaigning for it. In the latest poll, it was up 50 to 38, and you may think that's a pretty good lead, except historically, borrowing questions that don't crack 50% tend to lose because most of the undecideds end up voting no. If you don't trust it to the point where you don't have an opinion, odds are you're not going to vote to borrow the money. And it's right at that tipping point now. So if you are undecided or unaware of it, see, I don't. You have to go and vote because you got to get rid of Gascon. So while you're there, vote no on Prop 1. Otherwise, we're just pissing away $6 billion of your tax money plus interest. And what they ought to do is take the billions of dollars they have and fire all those fake nonprofits that are bilking the taxpayer. Start with that before you get more money. Then there's Measure HLA, and that's just in L.A. City. And this is the road diet plan. You've got to vote no. Oh, my God. I was watching TV last night, one of the newscasts, and they had a commercial in favor of HLA, and it claimed that this was going to relieve traffic. And they showed video. They say buses and rescue personnel will be able to travel more freely. And it showed like a wide open boulevard and showed a bus making a right turn. And it had a lot of daylight. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what a blatant lie. They made it sound like this is your future. These wide open boulevards with sparse traffic, buses running freely. It does the opposite. As we know, it's road diets. It's going to create massive traffic. It's going to back cars up literally for miles. So they are. But you know what? The first, you're allowed to lie in political advertising. If you do regular commercial advertising, there are some strict limits that the Federal Trade Commission has. But when it comes to political advertising, you can lie like hell. So it's got to be no on Measure HLA. So no on Prop 1, no on Measure HLA. No, 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 no. LA County DA, we've gone over. John Hatami or John McKinney. And again, there's other good candidates as well, but we can't split the vote 11 different ways. We can't do this. We got to focus on one or two people and box Gascon out because he's a monster. You heard last segment. He's sending a goon squad to try to shut up a deputy DA who's criticizing him because we found out that Gascon does not want to prosecute street takeover criminals or street racing criminals. All right, one LA City Council race worth getting into. You want to pick Ethan Weaver over Nithya Raman, and Nithya Raman is a communist, democratic socialist of America. And she's crazy. She loves homelessness. All her policies encourage homelessness. And she's just terrible. One of the worst city council people you'll ever find. And then let's see here. L.A. County Supervisor, 4th District. Alex Villanueva, former L.A. County Sheriff. Good guy over Janice Hahn, who is about as empty a human being as you will ever see. She should be a science experiment. Somehow she is able to impersonate a human being without having a brain. I don't know how she does it. Now, U.S. Senate race, Steve Garvey, obviously. And I was actually surprised by this, but I saw the El Segundo Times this morning, and they are running their own poll along with UC Berkeley. And Steve Garvey's in first place. Steve Garvey is in first with 27% of the vote. Adam Schiffhead is at 25%. And Mrs. Potato Head, Katie Porter, is at 19%. So Garvey up 27, Schiff 20, 25, Porter 19, and everybody else in single digits. And it, there's another poll out, too, an Emerson poll, which has Schiff in the lead, 28-20, but Garvey's in second place. So he's either in second or first place in today's polls. Porter's in third. And I mean, she yeah, and, you know, in the LA Times, they couldn't just print the polling results. They had to try to explain how could Steve Garvey possibly be winning. Well, they said this electorate is going to be older, whiter, and more Republican than the state's voter population as a whole. Yeah, but they have to vote. When you have an election, it's not based on the opinions of everybody who lives in the state. It's based on people who bother to vote. If they were gung-ho about, oh, I don't know, Katie Porter, they would vote, but they don't care. Nobody apparently is coming to save her. So it doesn't matter if the electorate is older and whiter. What matters is who shows up. You don't show up, you don't count. It's as if you don't exist. Because as far as voting is concerned, you don't exist. The composition of the turnout works to the advantage of Schiff and Garvey and to the detriment of Porter, says Mark DiCamillo, director of the poll. Well, what do you mean the composition of the turnout? The candidates determine the composition of the turnout. Garvey and Schiff inspire people much more than the followers of Katie Porter. The turnout does not determine the winner. The winner determines the winner. The people who run for office determine the vote. Not the turnout, the composition of the turnout works to the advantage. What the hell are you talking about? People choose not to vote. That's as valid a choice as voting. It's like, I don't care. I don't like anybody enough to go. Oh, my God. It's like they have to apologize it. Then they claim, well, you know, Katie Porter is more popular with younger voters. So if there were more younger voters, then she would win. Yeah, and if elephants had wings, they'd fly. Except the younger voters don't come out and vote for her because they don't care enough. Not voting means you don't exist. Here's another one. Political data expert Paul Mitchell, another genius. The dynamics of low turnout California elections are pretty set in stone. Nothing is set in stone. Every election morning, people decide what they're going to do. And now there isn't even an excuse like, well, it was raining, it was too cold, there was traffic. Everybody was sent a ballot. Most people probably threw it out. That's a choice. Set in stone. You have a bunch of political hack jobs running. Schiff and Porter. Yeah, there's not much enthusiasm. Have you taken a look at those two? Anyway, Steve Garvey's in first place in the LA Times poll. Who knew? More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the way, the idiot, I always love to highlight the writers who write this crap in the El Segundo Times. And the idiot was Benjamin Oreskes, who... apparently, the editors at the LA Times were so appalled that their poll has Steve Garvey in first place in the race for U.S. Senate, for the primary race. He has 27% of the vote in the poll. Adam Schiff has 25. And so Benjamin Oreskes, this genius, went through a lengthy explanation how it's a low turnout affair, and there's more white people and older people and more Republican people, and that's why it happened. Well, it always depends on who shows up to vote or who bothers to mail it in. Is there something with the other demographics that they can't bother to mail it in? It's anyway, he's a hack, and the El Segundo Times barely covered Steve Garvey for months. Most of the media didn't cover him for months. They pretended that the only two candidates that mattered were Schiff and Katie Porter, and then there's this wacky congresswoman from Oakland, Barbara Lee, and her only claim to fame is that she thinks the minimum wage ought to be $50 an hour. In the meantime, Steve Garvey is acting like a normal person, and suddenly he's in first place. So we have to explain this away. If you work at the El Segundo Times, that can't be. We didn't cover him, therefore he's not worthy of being in first place. But, you know, those days are past where the El Segundo Times have influence. The LA Daily News has this story. You know, that's amazing how the decay of the city. We told you before how Gascon does not want to prosecute street takeover maniacs, street racer maniacs. He doesn't want to, wants to send them to a class. Well, also we're dealing with the city's gone dark because Karen Bass and Gascon have allowed thieves to steal. Oh, and LAPD. They've allowed these thieves to steal thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of copper wire. And so a lot of streetlights have gone out. And the streetlights have been vandalized, and much of the city is now dark. In fact, the thieves and the vandals, there's 10 times the number of streetlights out than there were 5 years ago. 10 times. Because nobody gets caught, and nobody gets punished. And Karen Bass doesn't do anything to secure the copper wire from being stolen to begin with. There's got to be a way to do that. There has to be. So what they're now decided to do, they're not going to light the street lamps with copper wire anymore. They're going to use solar power. And somebody got a good political contract. They're going to install 500 solar streetlight systems by the end of June. Another 500 by the end of June 2025. The thing is, they don't know if it's going to work. It's a pilot program. They're going to collect data to determine whether the lights work and see if the lights will remain on for two or three nights, even if it's cloudy. See, they don't. Can't you test this out before you sign the contract? Don't they test out streetlight systems? They're going to put them up. They're going to put up 1,000 streetlight systems and then wait for a cloudy stretch to see if they work when there's been no sun for 3 days. I am not making this up. Gascon won't prosecute these people. LAPD doesn't seem to arrest very many of them. And if they do, Gascon will prosecute him. Bass doesn't spend any money to secure the copper wire so it can't be stolen. So instead, in the interest of climate change, they're going to put up solar lights and see what happens. They're going to do a pilot program to test how much sun the solar lights need. Wouldn't you go to the factory and say, okay, before we buy 1,000 street light systems, let's see how these things work after 3 days in the dark? There's got to be some test lights at the factory. Unbelievable. The solar lights are going to cost up to $5,000 per light, which are really expensive. But they're going to save money in the long run with lower energy bills. Except our energy bills have shot. Ever since they switched to wind and solar power, our energy bills have skyrocketed. Nothing but lies. Nothing makes sense. All right. Oh, by the way, we're going to have Alex Villanueva on in about an hour after the 3 o'clock news. So we're going to talk to him. He's running to replace, to beat Janice Hahn, who's that empty-headed L.A. County supervisor. Yeesh. Alex Villanueva coming up. And we've got a lot more coming up as well. Oh, since thefts have been a big story just in the last hour, just in the last few minutes, we're going to have a story about how they're stealing Chevy Camaros. Here's another situation where Karen Bass and George Gascon have failed Los Angeles. Chevy Camaro thefts have skyrocketed over 1,000%. Everything is getting stolen in Karen Bass's L.A., in George Gascon's L.A. Everything is getting stolen. We'll explain when we come back. Deborah Mark is off today, and we have Sandy Wells live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.